In today's Rear Vision, we explore Australia's connection with the eugenics movement and ask if this history is still influencing current debates around genetic research, human reproduction, and even immigration. The story of modern eugenics begins in the latter part of the 19th century with Francis Galton, as Isabel Crombie, Senior Curator of Photography at the National Gallery of Victoria and author of The Body Culture, explains.
Well, I think eugenics classically comes from the phrase that Francis Galton came up with in 1883 which means well-born. So it's to do with a view of human society. But I think when it came to Australia, when it came to other countries as well, the topic became much more complex. And it really filtered through into many different understandings of the body and understandings of society. And so it's really from that viewpoint that I come. And so I look at an interest in the body and the formation of society as filtering through into architecture, the way that people built their homes, through to dance, the way that people expressed physicality in their bodies. And also particularly in art, which is my main interest. So how an interest in revitalizing society and revitalizing Australia as a nation was expressed by photographers and artists, particularly in the interwar period in this country.
These ideas arrived in Australia prior to Federation and arguably influenced the first major piece of legislation passed by the new Commonwealth Parliament, the Immigration Restriction Act 1901, which laid the foundation for the White Australia policy.
Well, eugenics writers used to refer to the White Australia policy as being unconsciously the greatest act of eugenics law that Australia ever passed. I don't know if it was conceived in those terms to begin with. I think there was always a consciousness, whether it would have been phrased as eugenics or not, there was a consciousness about the type of person who was entering into Australia. And that was obviously conceived of in terms of, as it said, a white Australia. And so what something like the White Australia policy or moves towards the White Australia policy led to eventually was a belief that Australia could actually breed a whole new type of person. This was particularly centred for some reason around Queensland. It was felt that the circumstances in Queensland were particularly conducive towards really cleaving this whole new body from the stock of Mother England.
Segment 1. In today's Rear Vision, we explore Australia's connection with the eugenics movement and ask if this history is still influencing current debates around genetic research, human reproduction, and even immigration. The story of modern eugenics begins in the latter part of the 19th century with Francis Galton, as Isabel Crombie, Senior Curator of Photography at the National Gallery of Victoria and author of The Body Culture, explains.
Well, I think eugenics classically comes from the phrase that Francis Galton came up with in 1883 which means well-born. So it's to do with a view of human society. But I think when it came to Australia, when it came to other countries as well, the topic became much more complex.
Segment 2.
And it really filtered through into many different understandings of the body and understandings of society. And so it's really from that viewpoint that I come. And so I look at an interest in the body and the formation of society as filtering through into architecture, the way that people built their homes, through to dance, the way that people expressed physicality in their bodies. And also particularly in art, which is my main interest. So how an interest in revitalizing society and revitalizing Australia as a nation was expressed by photographers and artists, particularly in the interwar period in this country.
Segment 3. These ideas arrived in Australia prior to Federation and arguably influenced the first major piece of legislation passed by the new Commonwealth Parliament, the Immigration Restriction Act 1901, which laid the foundation for the White Australia policy.
Well, eugenics writers used to refer to the White Australia policy as being unconsciously the greatest act of eugenics law that Australia ever passed.
Segment 4.
I don't know if it was conceived in those terms to begin with. I think there was always a consciousness, whether it would have been phrased as eugenics or not, there was a consciousness about the type of person who was entering into Australia. And that was obviously conceived of in terms of, as it said, a white Australia. And so what something like the White Australia policy, or moves towards the White Australia policy, led to eventually was a belief that Australia could actually breed a whole new type of person. This was particularly centred, for some reason, around Queensland. It was felt that the circumstances in Queensland were particularly conducive towards really cleaving this whole new body from the stock of Mother England.